I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte, and we're being joined on the phone now by Madisonville Area Manufacturers Association President Kent Wade. Kent, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Sure, glad to join you.
Kent, we've just spoken with Lee Lingo of the Chamber of Commerce about the Kentucky Export Initiative meeting and lunch tomorrow, and you're in the spotlight. Your family business, I believe, is the fourth oldest business in Kentucky and the oldest Hopkins County business.
Correct.
And you're moving it forward with your own activities in export. Would you give us the scenario?
Well, we were invited. First of all, I'm with Ruby Concrete Company in Madisonville, and we were invited by the Kentucky Department of Economic Development, along with the World Trade Center Kentucky, to participate in an export initiative and a trade mission to Canada. And that happened back in June. And through that, my eyes were opened to the possibilities that small business has to connect with companies outside the U.S., both in export and import. In my scenario, it's difficult to export concrete products unless it's a specialty item, which we produce and are able to export it if, say, an architect designs a specific item. We can produce that. However, we were able to connect with a Canadian company who produces brick. And we're right now in discussions with them to sell their brick line, which helps us because builders are always looking for different items that can create different looks, and so this is kind of a new look product that we've been able to connect with a foreign company to do that with.
Are there any regulatory complications to hoops that you have to go through for either exporting or importing? Would you describe those?
Well, typically they're, depending on the product, there could be tariffs. There's always customs that you have to negotiate through. Here in Kentucky, again, the state and the World Trade Center in Kentucky, they've put together a team to help companies address those issues. Peggy Polly from the U.S. Commercial Service will be at the meeting tomorrow, actually, and they talk you through all those types of customs issues. And then when you're talking about getting products across the border, typically your larger transporters such as UPS or FedEx, those types of companies, they have people that specifically help customers work through those processes. So, yes, those things exist, but there are folks that are there that help you navigate through that.
Give us the scale of Ruby Concrete's domestic volume of sales.
In what terms?
In whatever terms would make us understand the size of business that Ruby Concrete is.
Okay. We typically... On the sales level, we're going to be less than, say, $5 million in sales a year annually. And so, that's typically on the small end. Your medium-sized companies will usually sell on an average of, let's say, $15 million to $25 million. Dollars a year, and then your larger ones will sell higher than that.
So were you the least bit skeptical going in as to whether Ruby Concrete could actually do this without a lot of business interruption?
Not necessarily skeptical, curious, because I had not really thought along the lines of being able to export or import. Again, it was an education for me and really kind of surprised at the ease that this not only could happen for our company, but really happens all the time.
So as president of the Madisonville Area Manufacturers Association, I assume that you've been networking with colleagues like crazy about what could be.
Well, we talk amongst ourselves, and it's a good way for me to gain perspective because I'm able to interact with large multinational representatives. At the same time, I'm able to talk with folks that are local and my size as well. And so we've been able to kind of collaborate and really learn from each other. We all kind of come from different perspectives. Some companies have departments that handle items that come to my desk. And so all those different interactions create for good education for all parties involved.
When you welcome attendees at the luncheon tomorrow, how will you assess the potential that you're introducing to the community with this educational event?
Well, the thing that most people don't know about, I'll say the state of Kentucky in general, is that even though we're in the center geographically of the country, we're a huge exporter. And a lot of our exports in Kentucky focus around the automobile industry. With Georgetown, or with Toyota in Georgetown, that is a large dollar exporter for the state, as well as Ford in Louisville, and then also General Electric facilities, both in Louisville and here in Madisonville. So the state overall is a very large exporter compared to different states in the country. And the feeder companies to those large manufacturers are numerous. And so what we plan to do is to communicate at the luncheon and say, hey, listen, this stuff is already going on. Kentucky is a big exporter as it stands now. And really, the people that we need to talk to locally are going to be at that meeting, and we're just going to encourage them to jump on board and see if everybody can enjoy the ride.
Kent, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and congratulations on forward thinking.
I appreciate your help.